a ballot battle over whether the state could use real property taxes to fund public schools and hike teacher salaries is heating up with a new twist. The Hawaii Supreme Court agreed to hear a request by the four counties to invalidate a question that voters will see on the November ballot. Last month, the lower court judge declined to throw out the question ahead of the vote. A hearing before Hawaii's High Court is now set for October 18th. The Hawaii State Teachers Association has been leading the charge to amend the state constitution, what some refer to as the Con Am, to use a new property tax surcharge on investment property to help fund public education. Opponents include all four county mayors, the Hawaii Chamber of Commerce, and a political action committee called the Affordable Hawaii Coalition. Stanley Lau is chairman.
The constitutional amendment has no language that states there is a $1 million floor. The intentions that the HSTA says is that it taxes just international outside investors. That is not the case at all. The language is not there. It will not be on the ballot. Furthermore, this is an additional tax that is being created that will affect the entire state of Hawaii. And that's what's not being talked about. I think there's a lot of confusion when the children and the teachers are all mixed into this. The group here is absolutely for quality public education. No one in our group is against public education at all. And I think the HSTA in pinning us against public education has done everyone a disservice. We are by no means against public education.
And Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim flew to Oahu yesterday to underscore why he thinks the amendment is off base.
I resent any kind of citing, finger pointing that this is for teachers, this is for students, and if you are not for it, you are against the education system, you're against teachers. The question is this to me. Should you put a constitutional amendment to take away the authority of property tax that county governments have? I don't care who you are, you will be affected one way or the other. When I wanted to balance our budget that first came in here a year and a half ago, we were short a few million dollars. We consciously tried to make the tax system as fair as possible to make living here affordable, to have people trust their government in regards to, as much as they don't like it, who likes it, that we are trying to make the tax proposal as fair as possible to meet our expenses. This is what is taken away from the county governments. What is the input you think of county government will be on this 20% hike? What do you think the people's input will be on the island of Hawaii? If I sound a little irritated, it's because I am plenty irritated. I'm asking all voters of this land, including teachers, this is not against you. I'm an ex-teacher. Study this, ask the right questions, and you're gonna know how poor this has been written. Sure, everybody's for kids, but make it right. This is wrong.
Both Mayor Kim and Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell stressed the importance of property taxes as the main revenue source available to county governments. They fear in the future, state lawmakers could ultimately be able to use the new tax authority to raise rates for any kind of real estate or use the money for something else besides education. Both mayors are calling for a financial audit of the Department of Education before raising additional taxes. Members of the business community are against the ballot question. Sherry Minor McNamara is the president of the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii. Her organization has donated $600,000 to oppose the referendum.
Many businesses rent or lease their office space. And so we believe this new tax will add to the rising cost of doing businesses. In fact, we sent out an email a few weeks ago asking, what keeps you up at night? And they said, it's the cost of doing business in Hawaii. It seems like every year there is an additional cost. And as we all know, the cost of doing business in Hawaii is very expensive, and we are up there and considered as the worst place to do business. So again, we are concerned about this constitutional amendment. And as Dan mentioned, it does not exclude commercial property.
Corey Rosenlee, the president of the union, was joined by two school community groups who think more should be done to support public education.
This represents over the 50% of schools in Hawaii that are over 65 years old. At this school, you will find bathrooms that have broken stalls. You will have water fountains with black mold on it, and that is a problem that we have across the state. We have children learning in classrooms that have holes in the roof. We have classrooms that when it rains, it pours into the classroom. Our children are learning on broken desks, and unfortunately, every day we put them into environments that are not conducive to learning. And the main reason is because we do not fund our schools well. We rank 45th in the nation in per pupil expenditure adjusted for cost of living. Just this past week, Hawaii was ranked as the worst place in the nation for teachers. And since 2010, we have seen the amount of teachers leaving Hawaii has increased by 84%. We have over 1,000 classrooms that do not have a qualified teacher. About one third of our students, or 60,000 children every day, go to school and do not have a qualified teacher. We have got to increase funding for our schools, and the way to do that is we are looking to tax second homes over $1 million. Our opponents are using fear to try to scare people. In Hawaii, less than 4% of homes are second homes over $1 million. These wealthy investors cannot win this ballot question on their own. So the only way they're going to win is by convincing people to vote against their self-interest and to vote against their own children. And to do that, they're going to scare everyone by saying that we're going to go after renters, and we're going to kick grandma out of her house, and we're going to close all businesses. That is not true, that is deceptive, and they're doing that only in the interest of scaring people. Not once have they ever offered up an answer of how they're going to improve our schools. All they are saying is, we don't want this tax, and they don't want to do anything afterwards.
In response to concerns that this amendment would give the state legislature too much latitude, Rosenlee outlined a multi-step process that would include writing legislation that specifies which properties would be taxed. He didn't oppose an audit of DOE, but said that calling for an audit is simply a delaying tactic. Deborah Von Upson is with the group Parents for Public Schools of Hawaii. She argues that more needs to be done to help students and teachers.
2 years ago, we did a survey of all of our legislators here in Hawaii, and we found that out of 76, 66 responded. We asked them if they had gone to private school or public school, and if they sent their children to public or private, or their grandchildren. Out of the 66 respondents, 24 had school-aged children. 11 sent them to private schools, almost half. How can we get people in this state to understand that we can't deal with lacks in our public school system simply by sending kids to private school? We have got to create equity so that all the students have a fair chance.
The Hawaii Supreme Court hearing is set for the same week that the Office of Elections is to begin mailing out our ballots. You're listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio.
Support for The Conversation comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk show programming. Mahalo to the St. Andrew Schools, which includes the Priory School for Girls, the Prep for Boys, and Queen Emma Preschool.